kill Martin. Hey, hi. Max Fun. Hey, god damn it.
Max it's Fun perfect. Drive 26 well, kicks off perfectly.
with the precision of a podcast that's done as everybody's fourth job. You guys, the Max Fun Drive is about to start. It's happening as we speak. This is essentially when we ask you to be members, to be supportive, and to come on over. And you can go to MaximumFun.org/join to either join, upgrade, or boost. And it's a good time. We talk about comedy. This week, I went to two things so that you didn't have to. I have a headache. I went and learned about algorithms so that you wouldn't have to. So if you're a comic or if you're somebody who wants to care about algorithms but doesn't want to do the legwork, join Maximum Fun, the Jackie and Lori Tick That Box. Right, Lori?
Yes. Jackie, you just made me want to sign up for our podcast.
Finally. Lori's going to join.
I don't have to listen to it, though, do I?
Every 10 years.
I am so sorry that I was late. I don't know. I suggested 9 o'clock, and in my head, I told myself 10 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't have an excuse.
Though, right?
Yeah, I was a scribble.
Which is the new Joan Ray thing?
Yes. Have you done it yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It is. It's a real cool space. The space is cool.
It's a great space. It's in Highland Park. It's the cool part of Los Angeles, that whole Eagle Rock, Water Village, Highland Park area. It's where the real cool people live. They are not on the west side. I apologize, but they're just not. Okay? They wouldn't be caught dead there. And
they would actually if they could afford to be there, but they cannot.
Jackie,
the only people on the west side are it's expensive, but it's not more expensive than Toluca Lake, and it's certainly not more expensive than the west side.
I didn't follow that sentence completely, but I will tell you that the west side is way more expensive than Toluca Lake. Santa Monica, Malibu. Right. Brentwood?
But the further east you go, the cheaper it does get. Even though the further north you get, it gets cheaper than east. So geography in Los Angeles is dumb.
This is one of the most local pods that we've ever done. But it has to be done because we're asking for money. So we need as many people as possible not to know what we're talking about.
So many things have happened. First of all, did I tell you the two things from Berlin that I forgot to tell you?
Oh, my God. Tell me everything. I know you didn't tell me everything.
Right. Well, I got recognized on the street, a Jackie and Lori listener, on the street of Berlin. We were going to one of the too many museums that we went to.
Yeah.
We went to too many museums. We were there 7 days. We went to, I believe, almost, was it? It would have been 19 museums?
No. That's awful. No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too many. So we were in a part of town that wasn't, there was no comedy. There was nothing. We were just walking along and a woman on a, and I said something to Andy or to our friend Lacey. And this woman on a bike stopped and said, Jackie? So she recognized my voice.
Your voice. Oh, my God. Someone told me a guy flew to Berlin from Munich to see you. Is that correct?
That is also true, though that guy, I think he didn't tell me that.
Mm.
There were some people who did say that they traveled. It was a guy. I remember that guy. It was I think on Blue Sky or something.
Okay.
Or it might have been a comment on the show itself. Might have been a Patreon. We got a lot of different places, you guys. Max Fun, a lot of places where you can contact us.
You know what
or
else?
You can just email me or call me, 818. Anyway, so.
but what else they get is they get our free Zoom shows that others are charged for. And we are going to, do we decide to do one next week?
Next week at work. Next week at work. There's a couple of things. There's a couple of great benefits that we could do it for. There's something called Neighbors Helping Neighbors in Minneapolis because something like 34,000 people are looking at eviction. in Minneapolis.
Okay. That's terrible. I have a different terrible. And at the Dilley concentration camp in El Paso, they're being charged, kids are being charged like $34 for water. For like a bottle of water. And so there's this group called Step. I'll find it. I found them on Instagram, and somebody had said that they were helping.
The government.
Our government.
Our government is incarcerating people and their
families in Dilley,
giving them water.
No, and the food that they have has worms in it, and it's just sounds horrific. Like you hear like people committing suicide, you're like, how could this happen? And in 40 days, you totally collapse. Oh, I get it. It started to make sense when they actually described the conditions in there. So we could also maybe split it a little bit with the if we're going to stick with ice stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think we should stick with ice stuff.
Wednesday the 29th?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll figure it out and then we'll announce it. That's right. Okay, you can't. She can't, guys. She can't.
Emotionally, too much. But if you're a Max Fun supporter, you will get an email from Max Fun.
Yep.
Telling you what the Zoom link is and what time and where it is. And then you will come and you have a chance to donate, but it will be free. But you have a chance to donate to, we always give all the money away. So when we are not living in a fascist state, we keep the money and then we split it among all the comics. But when it's the overt fascism is so enormous that we have to give the money away. And we're the comic. So think about that. Uh-huh. The other thing that happened in Berlin is my sister and I wanted to get massages. So we called down and they said that there's one person. And she was like, I am just one person. And so I gave it to Darla. And Darla took the 8:30 to 9:30. And I said, well, at 9:30, can I get a facial? Thinking that she might not want to do another massage right away. And the woman goes, yeah. And so I show up at 9:30 and I'm standing there and I forget that it's a facial.
And I so you took your clothes off.
She's just standing there. I'm in front of an open window.
Jackie, she's German. Come on. Berlin.
That's what
they're
she said.
They're used to this shit.
I said, as I reached for my trousers, she said, it's a facial, right? And I said, oh my God. And I reached for my trousers. And then she said, it's Germany. Don't worry about it. And then she said, I'm going to throw a bunch of towels on you anyway.
Oh my God.
So that's what that was like. And then my sister stayed. You know, my sister is fancy. And has a very cool, she's part of the Roosevelt Foundation. And she got to meet Zelensky.
What? Yeah. Holy, the president of Ukraine that's trying to stave off Russia's incursion into Europe? Wow.
And she didn't mention that I did stand up. I said, if you could tell him that I did stand up, if it comes up, and she's like, it's not going to come up.
What if Zelensky wants a spot on our Zoom show? Now, we could give it to him.
I'm told that he did sketch. Augie Smith today, I had breakfast with him, and he said, I think that's what started the war. Putin,
it's sketch versus
people.
Stand-up.
Yeah, Putin, big fan of stand-up. That's actually, we know that not to be true because Oleg, who runs the East West Berlin Comedy Club in Berlin, is Russian and was asked to leave Russia, or he had two choices. He was going to be shut up permanently because of his jokes about Putin, or he was going to be enlisted. Because he's only 32 years old or whatever.
There's a Russian guy here. His name's Sasha. I forget his last name. But he lives here. He has a similar... He was like a famous stand-up in Russia and then had to leave. So he... he can pack out flappers with Russians. But he's like starting over, English-speaking as well. It's quite a task for comedians that have to do
at
that.
At Moon Tower, I got to meet Yakov Smirnoff.
Tell me all about Moon Tower.
I went to Moon Tower and I got to meet Yakov Smirnoff. But I hung out with, I didn't get to see people like eventually, like I saw Beth Stelling 4 days into it. And I was like, hey. But the first two nights, it was me and Matthew Broussard.
Yeah.
So Matthew Broussard is a comic that has been on the Dork Forest. He talked very, very specifically, as you can imagine, about science fiction. And he's a science and math nerd. So he likes a very specific kind of science fiction. More specific, mm-hmm. the better. Live it up on the Dork Forest. Mm-hmm. His stand-up is also very specific. It has a lot of math and science to it as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he looks, in his, as his joke is that he looks like the villain in every 80s movie.
Yeah.
Because he's got swoopy hair and he looks like he's been put through a rock tumbler.
Blot. So, yes. Yeah. He looks
very
like
shiny.
Soderbergh Sex, Lies, and Videotape. That kind of look.
I went with all the bad guys except for Alan Rickman in Die Hard. but I think we know that my facism is not gonna. I forgot to tell you in the middle of this story. I'm gonna tell you the end of the last week's story. Laura House and I are out to lunch. We're talking about Jesse Plemons,
yeah,
and Brad Pitt, and did I tell you that she kept saying after I said that they looked alike, Brad Pitt and Jesse Plemons, that as we were sitting there drinking coffee, she would occasionally just go, "Don't turn around, Jackie. Brad Pitt's behind you." And it would just be some guy. It would just be some other, just some dude. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Matthew Broussard, he did, we had two sets. The first night we were at Cap City and we split it 35 minutes each. And I was, you know, we took the car over there together and I said, "Do you want to close tonight or tomorrow night?" Because I didn't want to have a conversation with the venue people.
Right, right, right.
And he said, "I'll do tonight." And I said, "That's great." And we did the Red Room, the upstairs room. It's 87. There was a podcast underneath it, a New York podcast about Talk to a Fuck Boy or something like that. And as you can imagine, sold out. To the gills.
Jackie, what are we doing? What are we doing with this dumb Jackie and Lori show?
Jackie and Lori Get Laid. We're changing the name of the show.
let's call it Come Cougars and see what happens.
MILFs and aunties you want to fuck. What? Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, tell me about your comedy show.
We both killed. It was great. We did quite well.
Yeah.
Audience was packed. That room is sweet. It's got a nice low ceiling.
I love it.
Everybody's packed in. Next night, I'm closing. We do Antone's. Antone's, you'll remember, is the place where the party was every...
The music place, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a music venue.
It's a great comedy venue. But it's no Red Room. But I'd like to hear your take on it, Jacqueline.
My take was that it also had 90 people in it. But it was in a room that fits probably 160. Standing room for bands.
Right.
And it was, and they were spread out. And so there was a little, it was hard to get them in together. And they were perfectly nice. And it went pretty well. But he went up first. And he did the same thing I did, which was because it had gone so great the night before, he just sort of, and there was even an MC. They could not be coalesced into a brick. They could not be made into a tight audience.
Right, right.
So he just started wandering around the outside of his act looking for the in that might bring them together and make it all happen. So he did very well, but he didn't kill like he did the night before. And then I got up, exact same thing. I was tried wandering around my act looking for a way to get them to tighten up and be focused. So good sets, but not great. So annoying, kind of annoying.
Right.
And
yeah.
And I was telling him about Arden, the Baltimore gig, because David was like, "You know who I'd like to get?" And I swore that I wasn't going to mention it to him. And then I was like, "Well, I don't know what to talk about. He doesn't have great social skills. I don't have great social skills."
Matthew, no. Right. Yes.
No. We're all, We're all on the spectrum. I mean, it's not Augie's joke, but it's, have you heard Augie's joke about autism? Because both is a couple of kids.
All three kids. Yes. Right.
No, Dot's fine.
Oh, okay.
The middle kid's fine.
Okay.
And Porter is less so than the youngest. Anyway, mm-hmm. but he has an incredibly funny bit about autism.
Yeah.
That I'm going to let people tell. I'm going to let him tell that joke. Though I did have breakfast with him this morning and he told me he's doing cruise ships and he's booked until next May.
That's insane. He has the funniest chunk about having autistic kids. It's really funny. Yes. I don't even know which joke you're talking about. The whole chunk is like amazing. Yeah. It's great.
And
it's like empathetic and brilliant and funny. And, you know, he's so good. Yeah. Augie.
He's so good. Yeah. And it's not mean. He's not punching down. He's literally just, he's sort of celebrating his children and also being very, very funny.
So, and observant of everything that goes along with it, you know?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's where the fun, that's where the comedy is, right?
Now, Jackie, I was at Acme, there was a guest set. She's very funny. We'll have her later on as a comic of the week. And the feature act was autistic and the guest set was autistic, right? And I hadn't seen all of the MC's act because you're behind the thing, you know, like, so even if I were to run out immediately, I'd miss a couple minutes, right? And then run back, I'd miss whatever he's closing on. So I hadn't seen everything. So we had a guest set, we had the MC go up, Ben, a guest set, Pearl, and then the feature, Ben, go up and he said, oh my God, can you believe I'm the third autistic comic on the show? And so I was like, oh, okay. So then I went up and I said, let's hear from my neurodivergent lineup. And I'm sorry, I'm not autistic. I'm just angry. And and then it turns out the MC is not autistic. And I
so then you had diagnosed her.
But, no, I didn't. Mean, it was a him, and Ben did, who was autistic, who should have been a little bit more stringent about that, given what I assume is his personality type, right? But so I emailed, James was the MC. Excuse me. James was, who fucking cares? So I emailed Ben
there
and I said, hey.
A bunch of men.
They're all men.
A bunch of dudes that opened for you.
Oh, men. Why do you all look alike? So I emailed Ben, the MC, and I'm like, I'm going to post this clip. And if it goes viral, please just pretend you're autistic because, you know, I was operating under the belief you were based on what James said.
Right. Not your fault. And no. And honestly, James probably self-diagnosed anyway.
No, he's definitely... He has like some very noticeable physical like stimming kind of things, but he jokes about it and talks about it. So he's super funny, very funny.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think I have always never done this on stage, but I've wanted to talk about how when we started doing stand-up comedy, there were two kinds of people. There was the unattractive and the mentally ill. And what happened around 1995 or 98, there were an entire generation of people that were raised with Adderall and really good dental. So there were good looking people who were mentally ill. And so it became an entire generation of better looking comics. Look at mm-hmm. Kyle. He's a good looking young man right here.
He is.
Hey, look at the dental on this guy. He's not... Anyway, Russian which makes him blossom. Funny. I like that it took him three beats for him to get what I just said about him.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear what you said. I heard him say Flossen. What did you say?
That he's nuts.
Oh, yes.
So, I asked Matthew if he wanted to do Arden and that I would hook him up with the David guy. And even though we have the same agent and I said I would hook him up and then I pinged him on Instagram and he hasn't pinged me back. And I don't know if he's still mad about his set. I don't know why he wouldn't
come back
to me about it.
Maybe he just hasn't logged in yet, or he forgot. I forget.
Hey, you know? Hey, Lori?
Yes?
Let me tell you something about how it smacks Fun Drive.
Hey.
Did you guys know?
Let's
it's the Max Fun Drive, you guys, which is member funded. What does that mean, Lori? Member funded?
It means members pay a subscription fee, and depending on the level amount of money they pay every single month, they get goodies.
We encourage you to become members.
Here's why. And, you know, people don't like me for this, but I'm going to say it. Stop getting everything for free. Okay? Fucking pay for shit. How are people supposed to live? I'm not kidding, man. How is anyone supposed to live if everything you do is uncompensated? You have to pay for it. And you don't have to pay a ton, but if we give you 4 hours a month and maybe some other pod on Max Fun gives you another 4 hours a month, that's like a lot of good stuff you get. Pay $5 for it? $10?
Right.
Come on, man.
And here's the thing is we don't, because it's member funded, it means that we get to bitch about it. We get to actually say whatever we, because the man doesn't own us, man. Mm-mm. There's integrity. Mm. There's authenticity. That's what you're paying for, not corporate bullshit. Because the thing is Max Fun is worker owned. And so each of the shows is member owned. So when you go to MaximumFun.org/join, and join or upgrade or boost, then you become part of the solution. The thing where we get to keep doing a thing that we love. And you would click on the Jackie and Lori show, by the way. You get to listen to all the podcasts on Max Fun, but you should definitely say, I'm giving $5 a month, and you could pay monthly. You could pay for the whole year. So that's either at $5 a month, that's $60 for the year.
We want at $10
a month. It's $100. We do want credit because we deserve
it. $120, but yes. We want credit.
It's $120, yeah?
No, $10 would be, Jackie? It is late and we're tired.
I know, but I just want to say that we're supposed to tell people about this. That you could pay monthly or you could pay yearly.
Right.
And you get essentially all of Max Fun that... And then you do get goodies. You get gifts and stuff for 10, 20, 35, whatever. When you do more, you get bonus stuff. And I think there's a keychain. There's definitely an extra bonus episode. But
don't have to listen to us do ads for companies that we all know are shit. Because they're paying for it. I was just listening to a very famous podcast wax on and on about Airbnb and how great it is. No, it's not fucking great. It's ruining rents. It's making everything more expensive. And yet this person has to pretend that they love Airbnb and their relatives Airbnb their houses out. No, they don't. Your relatives do not Airbnb their houses out. I know it.
Well, and just think about with Airbnb, it means that there's houses that are standing empty because no one can afford to pay $140 a night to live there. And then there's homeless people on the street. So Airbnb in particular blows. How about that?
It does. It does. And people will put cameras in and it's very hard to get any sort of compensation for anything like that. So not that I'm going on it. There's plenty of companies I hear advertised on these giant podcasts where I'm like, This is an evil one.
Or it is hilariously incongruous. Like you'll just be going along and then all of a sudden you're talking about purple mattresses or you're talking about HelloFresh and they're perfectly fine to put ads in the middle of stuff that you don't have to pay for. But if you throw us money, you don't have, and nobody puts ads. I think that there's an ad-free option on Max Fun that I don't know if we've toggled that.
You know what? No one wants us advertising their stuff. That's our personalities and good. We don't like your stuff anyway. It all sucks. BetterHelp.
Yeah.
BetterHelp is terrible.
I did some BetterHelps. You got to pay for someone to listen to you.
I don't know if we need to disparage all companies that sponsor podcasts.
I mean, they're trying. I mean, that's, I mean, the thing is,
Jackie,
Lori is making a point. And the point is,
okay,
is
I've been silent. You see what
Lori
she's
is
doing.
Punk as fuck.
You see
everybody.
What's happening.
Never forget that.
I'm not punk. I'm just saying it's owned by a company. Who knows what they're doing with that video that you're opening your heart out on Zoom or whatever app they have. And where's that going? They're probably feeding it into AI. So, you know, that's all. Join Max Fun.
She's enjoying Max Fun because Lori is the black flag circle jerk of a podcast.
You heard it here first, folks.
Jello Biafra.
Oh, yeah, because she's Bay Area, so she's Crimson.
All right. So in comedy-wise, I tried to go to two panels. I went to one panel that was about social media, and it was over at the Creek in the Cave, and the door guy, it was 100 degrees, and I was like, I'm going to go get an iced coffee. Does anybody want an iced coffee? I said that to the volunteers and the door guys, and one of the volunteers said, yeah, and everybody else said no, including the door guy, and then the door guy said, oh, you can't bring the iced coffee in here, and I said, I'm one of the comics. And he goes, yeah, you still can't. And I was like, well,
excuse me?
I am going to be petulant and never return. So I went and got a cup of coffee and just sat down. So I had to text Vince Caldera, who I was hanging out with. And I said, I won't be coming back. I'm having a tiny temper tantrum because I need a cup of coffee because I'm going to be hearing
ridiculous.
About the internet.
You should be able to bring an iced coffee into a venue that sells drinks. That's dumb. That door guy was just being a dick.
It was weird. It was a little, I was over the top because I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And I went back in to tell, I went and I asked the guy running the room and not the guy from Creaky Cave, but the guy from the Moon Tower. And he said, well, I don't know. I'm the guy from the Moon Tower. And I said, excellent point. And then I took my ball and I went home. Anyway,
understood.
So I didn't go to that one, and I asked Vince Caldera how, by the way, Vince and I are walking over to the Creek and Cave, and there's Greg Warren,
yeah.
Who I've known since the dawn of man, and he's going to go have a nice, they're going to go probably have a cigar and a cup of coffee, maybe some lunch with Jack Vaughn. And
the guy who runs Sirius, the comedy channel on Sirius.
Right. And
Jack,
so
I'll
I
explain all your reference. Jackie, you just say it out there like everyone knows what you're talking about. And I have to explain it. Jack Vaughn. No. Anywho.
So I wanted to tell them who Vince Caldera is because Vince Caldera has a new special out. And that is a funny, funny young man. So,
hilarious.
And I said, Jack is into magic. And Vince Caldera, I love him to death. He said, The Gathering? And which is a card game, Lori.
I know that.
right. Jack didn't. And I said, no, as in, is this your card? And it made me so happy. I was like, so, but they left. So Vince and I walk to the thing. Oh, Greg said he wasn't going, that he sent his social media person to go for him.
Oh, wow.
And I was so jealous that he had a social media person. I told Greg Warren that if I had a pillow, I would smother him.
He knows, though. He gets it.
He gets it. And then then the other one was the next day, and that was with a panel of PR people just talking about the algorithm.
God.
And yeah. And so what I learned, a couple of things. I learned that Instagram is doing something called trial reels. Trial.
Yeah.
They do. Have you seen it?
I have. Yes. I did one. I don't know. Okay.
You don't know.
Like, I don't know.
How did you hear about it? I never heard. I mean, granted, you know about everything before me.
No, I don't.
How did
but
you
not
hear
social
about
media
that?
Stuff, but I don't know. Someone just mentioned it. I think someone may have mentioned it in our chat. but maybe they said it in person and I attributed it to the chat because they're in the chat. But yeah, so you throw up stuff you haven't put up before in trial and it goes out to your non-followers. I don't know if it does it.
I put up my rapture bit. Mm-hmm. I put up my rapture bit because it's very popular. They said, just grab something because it's only going to non-followers.
Right. So they let you put the same actual clip or did you have to get a different version of it from a different?
No, they don't. They don't. I've posted the same clip on, but it never shows up in your grid.
Right.
So you toggle down to trials, you toggle that on, mm-hmm. and then you post it. And it goes, and I was looking, and then 2 days later, you look at the insight, you look at the analytics, mm-hmm. and I have 172 new followers because of it.
Cool.
And 75,000 views and 60 comments on Instagram, 50 comments on Facebook, 4 on Threads, whatever. And, whatever it is. And then the other thing, what they said at the algorithm thing is that the Zucker guy from Stamptown, which is a mm-hmm. podcast that I don't know, mm-hmm. He was talking about how you should post your whole special on TikTok. The whole hour. And everyone was like, what? And he goes, people think that social media is actually social media. And it isn't. It's another TV channel. And if you can monetize anything, your work on any of these platforms, that's what'll do it. And it doesn't pay the good money like television does.
I don't know. TikTok is like feeding everyone's content into AI now. You saw that link.
Posted it.
I think you turned it on.
Tell people because it's without asking they turned mm-hmm. on that every single post that you've ever posted on TikTok can now be used to train AI.
Right.
And
so
to turn it off, there's no way to turn it off from your profile. You have to turn it off for every single post you've ever done. And so what you have to do is have to go to
8 years privacy. For people. Yeah.
Right. Privacy, scroll down, and it'll say use for AI training or something like that, and then you turn it off. So I turned it off for the 3 pinned TikToks that I have. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I'm back on TikTok at all is irritating. But I have a new album out. Hey, everybody. I have a new album out. Feel free to go listen to Altercation. I've done so many podcasts. I did Allison Rosen yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Oh, yeah. She's just down the street. Okay, cool.
Best friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, let's do a break and comic of the week, Kyle.
Oh, great call. Well, again, we're not actually taking breaks, so let's just do comic of the week.
Oh, that's right, because it's Max Fun. Those are the breaks we're taking. I picked her. Do you know why I picked her? Because 2 reasons. She's a swimmer. And she's Matthew mentioned her because they are together. So her name is Laura Sogar, LauraSogar. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart. I was watching a bunch of her clips on Reels.
Yeah.
It was there. She's New York. She's funny. It's great. The swimming stuff and sports stuff is wonderful. And I was watching her Don't Tell, essentially. So go find her and get a chance to see what someone who was fourth in line to be at the Olympics.
That is crazy. She posted about, like, she did, I forget, she placed really high in nationals in whatever her event was. And she was saying fourth. How bad she felt about it. And I was like, what the fuck? That is so fucking good. And to be that close, to be hundredths of a second away from the top, I mean, it's incredible and so phenomenal.
So from a swimming point of view, she's amazing.
Yeah.
But from a stand-up point of view, she's hilarious. So
yeah, she's very funny.
What's her thing, Kyle?
It is just her name. So it is Laura Sogar, LauraSogar. Go follow.
Sugar with an O. Ooh. Yeah.
Very exciting. Yeah. And so I forgot what I was talking about before we went.
That's okay, because I made little notes. I could tell you were running out of steam. I didn't know when to jump in. Even though we've worked together for so long. Because sometimes you run out, then you go back, and I'm like, oh, she's back on again. The little Energizer bunny that is Jackie Cation.
It was Allison Rosen. That's what it was.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's a fun one.
I did that yesterday. It was fun. She had some questions. I was so mad about the Rape Academy videos.
Oh, my God. I know.
That 62 million views in the month of February to this website that could teach you how to rape your wife and fuck her. And which is what rape means.
Anyway, yeah, I was like, that's a double hit, but yes.
Yeah.
Rape her and then make love to her. Yes.
Yeah, redundancy. If she's passed out, she didn't say yes, fellas. I, of course, only read about it, did not watch any sort of, I didn't even watch the CNN.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even watch the CNN review of a thing of it. But yeah. Of course, a bunch of dudes are like, not all men.
Mm-hmm.
62 billion hits, not 62 billion men.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our heads blew off. And then we wanted to kill everybody. So by the time I made it to Allison Rosen's podcast, we were supposed to be silly. And there was one. We did a couple of silly. We did some silly talk. And then her last question is who do you want to say a huge fuck you to, if you could, in that? And I was like, how about every guy who's ever said to me, well, I've just known him for so long. He can be a bit of a dick, but he's all right. And you're like, no, that guy's a murderer and a rapist and a fuckwit. If you could kill him or get away from him or at least pipe up when he's being a piece of shit, that'd be great. Right.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Augie told me that he didn't really even, and he's always been a good guy, but he didn't really always, he didn't get the depth because he's lived in his own fishbowl, right? So he didn't really get the depth of it until the Me Too thing 10 years ago.
We all sort of live in our own little fishbowl. Jackie, I have incredible news. I finally finished that book, the science fiction book.
The one you didn't want to read and then you weren't enjoying. And then you're like, what if I stop reading it? And
no, I never considered. No,
said,
I will not let a book defeat me. All right. I will read it until the fucking end.
I think that is it defeating you because you have wasted your time with someone that you did not enjoy.
Did you enjoy it? Is that a waste of time? Yes. And towards the end, I was like, because I spent a lot of time being angry that I had been tricked into reading science fiction, right? Because like the first couple chapters, I was like, okay, is this like a divorced woman? And then, no, she's a beast and she has wings. Oh, it's not even a divorced person. It's just like, okay. But now I'm in.
I think you were reading fantasy. You're reading Sword and
Jackie,
Sorcery fantasy.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know about all your descriptions. All I knew is that I had to spend a lot of time visualizing every fucking character. One guy goes through walls naked. This lady's flying all over the place. Somebody else eats sand. I'm like, how much imagination do you think I have? I don't have that much. Okay. I'm not a visual gal. So stop throwing all this shit at me. But I finished it. Mm-hmm. And it got better towards the end. Part of me was like, I should reread it now that I know what's coming. But I stopped myself.
Yeah.
I am now reading Parable of the Sower by Octavia Butler, which is a little... It's more science fiction. Dystopia. It does take place in California. So it's a little of that, but it's a little more Handmaid's Tale of like, what if it was everything was horrible? I think I've just started, so, but it's not science fiction. Yeah. I did think it's I need Octavia a break. Butler. Octavia, yeah, yes.
Andy has one of her books signed. It's really exciting. Oh, it's cool.
She died very young. She's from Pasadena.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think Altadena.
I don't know, maybe, I got the feeling like it was written 100 years ago, but it's actually pretty recent, and she died pretty recently, like, you know, in our lifetime, I
think
for sure.
In the 90s, I think. Hey, yeah. We have to do the 40-minute. We have to do the second long break. And I'm here to tell you it's the Max Fun Drive, Lori.
Yep.
And so here's the scoop about the Max Fun Drive, is that with Maximum Fun, you get the full library of all of the shows at Maximum Fun. So it's John Hodgman, and it's all, I mean, there's dozens of shows. There's probably more than that. Anyway, there's so many shows. You get to listen to all of it, and you get to listen to all of the bonus episodes. Every year we have done a bonus episode, and this year is the best bonus episode ever, don't you think?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, yes.
Tell them about it. Yeah.
Jackie taught me how to make chili. Now, have I already forgotten?
It was delicious.
Yes, but it was very good. And we did it in my kitchen, and Kyle filmed on like 7 cameras. It's like a real shoot, and it looks great. And I think it's very not. Normally, we just do an extra podcast resentfully because we barely have enough to fill an hour every week. And so to ask us to do 2 hours in a week, we get annoyed. But, you know, you seem to love that about us. But this time,
right.
Jackie taught me how to cook, make chili.
Right. And so we came over, and there was a lot of talk. I brought over things that Lori was like, oh my God, I have those. And then I looked at him, I was like, not that. And then you chopped an onion. You browned the meat. You were not willing to wait the whole 10 minutes, but you were, and then we kept at, you were like, how about we just add it now?
That happens and twice then, over the course of the video. We get impatient and do something fast.
I don't believe those parts of the directions where they say wait for things. I think they're just giving you busy work. They're tricking you. They're lying to you. No, they want to keep you in the kitchen and keep you down.
Folks cannot recommend
It's men trying to destroy me.
It is the greatest bonus episode we've ever done. And genuinely, it will be on Max Fun as only a bonus episode.
That's right.
Only.
Well, and you get the extra bonus. You get the audio and the video this year. Instead of just giving you the audio for the bonus episode, you also have the full video version.
That's right.
Right. And so that is, I think, and that's just at $5 a month.
$5.
So the $5 that gets you... that gets you all of Max Fun, all the other shows, and it gets you our bonus episode. So do that. And then you get other thank you gifts for $10 a month or $20 a month, $35, whatever it is. And you could pay monthly or you could pay yearly. You could just, like, I know that when I donate to something, I don't like a monthly, even though we're all sucked into it with freaking HBO and Netflix. And but I like the idea of going, okay, I'm going to pay $10 a month. So here is $120. And then I am done for the year. And $120 isn't bad for the number of episodes that you get. And with Max Fun, you do get the emails from us saying we're doing live stand-up comedy over Zoom. That we just do randomly throughout the year. Mm-hmm. That's just because we like stand-up comedy and we want to do it more often.
Right.
And sometimes there's not enough sets in a week.
Sometimes. There's never enough sets in a week in this damn town.
Damn town doesn't have enough sets. But we encourage you to join. And how you would do that is you'd go to MaximumFun.org/join. Or we encourage you to upgrade. Like if you already paid $5 a month, which is $60 a year, upgrade to $10 maybe. And then you'll get a trinket and you'll get all the stuff I've already mentioned. And then I think you just have to go to MaximumFun.org and not slash join. But what do I know? And you have skills, internet skills, or you could boost. And I actually don't understand how boost works. Do you understand how boost works? Do you guys know?
In a smoothie, yes. But here I just think you increase it's the just, amount that you pay every month. And okay. you get more stuff. Guess. And, you know, again, to appeal to your conscience, you know, people need to be paid. And if you're getting gratification from what we give, please, we can pay Kyle. We have not had a raise on this podcast in, 8 years.
The whole time,
basically.
I can say 6 years for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
Kyle. Kyle's right. Kyle's talking to HR right now.
Video content.
Exactly.
But I mean, we are not making any more money than we made 5 years ago.
Nope.
Or 7 or 8 years ago. So we're, this is not a money-making operation, you know?
We genuinely do love it. So we appreciate you a great deal and you appreciate us. So let us bond in that way. I have a question and it's about your set tonight. How do they go? How was Scribble?
Scribble is really fun. It's the Scribble Community Center in Highland Park. And Jonah Ray has this really cool show he started. Conan did it like 2 months ago. And so tonight they had a band finish out the show called Joyce Manor, and they're pretty popular.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was about to watch when I got the text going, you around? I'm like, fuck. So bummer. I just got off stage. They do a lot of quick short songs, or at least the first song was. And so we watched that and then ran out. But they're great. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It, you know, I have one bit that's a little soft. And then I figured out ways to fix it. And then I fucking forgot it. And I started it the old way. And so I was like so mad at myself for like the first 2 minutes. I don't know. I think
that burns though. Yeah, it's just
that
burns.
Really does suck because stage time is so limited. Like you want to make sure if you have upgrades to bits, including it, not just upgrading your membership of Max Fun, but if you have new ways to try bits, you want to make sure you get into them properly. And I didn't. I kind of fucked it up. But other than that, it was fun and I enjoyed it.
Who else was on that lineup? Anybody fun?
Comic. I don't know last names. Milana. She was in Project Hail Mary, and she has a long Russian name. And Kel. Also, don't know her last name. A guy named Chris. Just met him for the first time tonight. And Brooks Whelan, who was on SNL for a little bit. He's so funny. He has like a sort of this wild energy that reminds me of like 90s comics, where it's just like nothing connects to the other thing, but it's all really funny and he's really good.
Cool. I think I met Chris Grace at Scribble. And he is, he was on, I think, not, he was on Superstore. That's what he was on.
Oh, cool.
And he's a big fan of that Geeky Tees. He's a big board game guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And also there's a tabletop role playing game he does called Blood on the Clock Tower. And he does a podcast where he does a live version of that. I did 3 hours of a podcast today.
Oh my God. So you did Allison's and who else?
Yesterday. Yesterday I did Allison's. Today I did one podcast called One Shot.
Okay.
And it is a game. It's a tabletop role-playing game that you play for 3 hours and they cut it into 3 episodes. And I didn't know that. And so I was so tired by the time. But it was really fun because the other people who played all had tabletop role-playing game podcasts. So they were really good at tabletop role-playing over Riverside. and it was super fun, but it was a long...
Can I say...
It was a long one. I also did Dan Savage's last week. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Being skilled at tabletop role-playing podcasting is quite a niche talent.
Yeah, Critical Role filled the Hollywood Bowl a month and a half ago. Ooh, 2 months ago. Man. Critical Role is a tabletop role-playing podcast.
What? A podcast filled the Hollywood Bowl? Are we the only podcast that is just treading water?
No, the Dork Forest is as well. You'll be happy to know. Dude, just great. But my sponsor this week is Omaha Steaks. Did you get those burgers I dropped off?
We did. Thank you. My son has been cooking them, and they're delicious. Thank you.
I told him to mix them with some onions, and because I know how much he loves them. And
I don't think he did.
No, he did.
But he did. He did put some other. He did some other kind of soaking sorcery. So they were actually quite tasty. Yes, thank you.
That's great. I told him that they were just meat, so he needed to at least put salt and pepper on them.
Yeah, he did. And, he did a bunch of that.
That's good.
I was at Chatterbox on Sunday.
Okay. That's
have
a
you done Chatterbox?
Set,
it was like 20. Why?
Yeah. Because it's in Covina and I never drove to it.
So what? It's a Sunday night. It takes 30 minutes on a Sunday night. It's nothing.
Well, I got to do it. I got to do it. I just I put it off for 27 years. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
I think he's been running it for 27 years.
Conan O'Brien could do it, but it's too far for Jackie Cation.
He has a driver. He took a helicopter, right?
He drove himself.
Did he get Andy Richter to drive him? What? Who?
He knows how to drive, Jackie. He's a real human.
10 and 2. Conan O'Brien. He said he's probably a real good driver, uses his signal. And how was that show?
That was a lot of fun.
Was that great? Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Future comics of the week. But I'll get the screenshot.
That's great.
We're so behind. There are so many. There's like, I've been there a whole new wave of fucking funny women. Really crazy.
Oh my gosh. In Austin, Texas alone, the two women who I saw, the woman who hosted at Cap City was great.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find her name. Mm-hmm. And I had met her before, of course. Oh, I had met so many people before. It was so sad. My agent was like, "It's me, Jackie. Bannon,
oh, no.
Your agent."
Oh, no.
I felt so bad. And I was like, God. Well, I mean, she's been my agent for a year and a half, right?
But how often do you meet with your agent?
Times.
Exactly.
Three times.
Exactly. Please.
I talked to her mostly on email, occasionally on the phone. And I said, so what I did was I took a picture of her off the web and I put it on my phone. And I stared at it several times a day, every day in Austin. So that the next time I ran into her, I recognized her. It was great.
Oh, my God.
I did Surrounded. Have you done that? It's the crowd work show.
Oh, okay, cool.
Did you like it? I was at Velveeta.
Oh,
was okay.
Nice.
I ended up doing.
I love Velveeta.
I ended up doing a joke that I thought was Kathy Ladman's, like an actual bit.
Oh, you think you just riffed it and it was a Ladman joke?
I just riffed it. Yeah.
Oh.
And so the next morning at 5 a.m., we took the cab together to the airport and I had to admit it to her. And she said, "That's not mine." And so I have no idea whose joke I did.
Jackie.
And I feel bad about it, but I did. Yeah.
If you said bananas, you did my joke.
I did not say bananas. Oh, that's another thing that I forgot to tell you is that Andy, three times, he forgot about it till the end of the trip in Berlin to say to people, he would say to Germans and to everybody, "Our feet are the same." Which is instead of "our feet are same."
Oh.
He would say "our feet are the same," which makes him adorable and an irritant.
Yes.
But only the third time. The first two times, very funny. And if we had been there long enough, the fourth time would have been funny.
Yeah. I mean, third time's funny. 4 through 8 are not funny. And then 9, it's the funniest thing you've ever heard. You just have to survive 4 through 8, right?
Yes.
Good news on the ancestry front, Jackie. So my great-great-grandfather, for a time, all the my distant cousins I know from ancestry, not in person, were like, was he dishonorably discharged from the Union Army?
What'd you find out?
Well, because there was a big riot. Apparently a bunch of Luxembourgers, like they would grab men from farms and put them in the army. I mean, I understand the rioting, right?
And off boats, too.
Yeah, so they went and collected a bunch of Luxembourgers and a bunch of them rioted and it was kind of violent. And so there was like, oh my God, was he part of this? I was like, I hope he was. You know what?
Yeah.
Fight back a little bit. But he wasn't. And somebody just posted his honorable discharge, whatever, some little piece of paper that approves, you know, he served.
That he served his time and then he got out.
It was the 16th Regiment of Wisconsin. They did some shit. They were in Shiloh. They did Sherman's March. They did some fucking shit. I wish we had any stories from this guy if he was part of that, you know?
If that's Arthur MacArthur's regiment, who's Douglas MacArthur's father.
Oh my God.
And Arthur MacArthur got the Medal of Honor. He was from Milwaukee, the MacArthurs, initially. Oh. And Arthur MacArthur was he was a lieutenant and he got the Medal of Honor for saving their colors on Missionary Ridge. I was a Civil War nerd in junior high and high school. Anyway.
Saving their colors. You mean the flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Arthur MacArthur and Douglas MacArthur, the only father and son duo. I don't know if that's still true, but for a long time, at least until the early 80s, 1980s, that both won the Medal of Honor.
Well, Jackie, Donald Trump is about to give himself the Medal of Honor, and I'm sure Donald Trump Jr. will also give himself that. So you probably can't say that too much longer, Jackie.
Donald Trump is going to give himself the Medal of Honor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was part of my premises and pitches today. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, he's not actually in the... Okay.
Jackie,
well,
we don't even have to go down this...
Real.
I just spent all day in that world about that guy. Yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah. So last night's last night was another Geeky Tease. Thank Geeky is Monday over at the Monday Night Monthly Show. And people said it was the best one yet. They've definitely dealt with the sound and the lighting issues. And the lineup was, remember last month was Helen Hong, Ada Rodriguez, and, Aparna Nancherla and Amanda Cohen and that other guy. I forget. But so last night was Guy Branum, Alice Wetterland, Anna Valenzuela, a guy named Josh Norton, who I know from Flappers that they booked. And he was very funny. And then Kyle Shire back. Remember Kyle Shire at all?
Yeah. That's okay. A lineup,
he's back,
Jackie.
Doing stand-up.
That's cool.
It's a hell of a lineup. Yeah, next month is in May, right? Because it'll be May 25th, and it's Laura House and myself and Ron Funches and Melissa Villaseñor and Ed Crear.
Amazing. Well,
yeah,
you're running a good show, Jackie. Poor Jonah Ray has to do... No, you're the booker. That's what I tell everybody. And then I give him your home phone number. I say, call her at night at this home phone number. That's okay, right?
That's perfectly fine. It's, I will say that a lot of people are approaching me and I'm like, I don't know. But I don't know how Ruben and Jenny are doing it. But that first night that we did it had 50 people, right?
Yeah.
Every single episode, every single show since. 40 people.
Wow. That's great.
I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. And it turns out maybe if you hire an actual producer, they know how to do it. It's a separate, might be its own job, which is why we're not good at it. The thing that we're good at is with the fucking but it did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Oklahoma tomorrow.
Well, that's quite a bomb to drop in the last minute of the show.
Yeah, going to Oklahoma, and then Kansas City, and then Minneapolis with Maria.
Okay.
And then I'm all home right. for almost 16 days. I'm doing some stuff around town.
Yeah.
But that's it. You want to do your dates?
And then I'm holding up my analog calendar. That's awesome. It's gigantic. It's a desk calendar. Yes, Jackie. I will be at Burlington, in Burlington at the Vermont Comedy Club, May 8th and 9th. Okay. Then on the 16th of May, I'm doing another hour at the Elysian Vault, 4 p.m. show. It's like 10, 15 bucks at max. But if you can't afford it, just email me. I just want bodies there. Got some, you know, I'm just going to do an hour in L.A. because you have to seize it yourself. 22nd and 23rd, I will be in Cincinnati and Cleveland. I'll be at Hilarities in Cleveland on Friday. Hashtag in Columbus. Sorry, not Cincinnati. Columbus, Ohio on the Saturday. June 6th, I'm at Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And then June 26th, 27th, I believe, I'm at Rooster Tea Feathers, one of the first comedy clubs I ever worked. And I, if that ever goes down, my heart's going to break. You know, I love Roosters. So come on out to Roosters if you live in the Bay Area. And then in July, I'm in Tejas. I'm in Austin at the Red Room. And I'm bringing Stacey Kay with me. And Stacey is trans and has been terrorized on Fox News for a joke. And I have been terrorized to a lesser degree on Fox News for a joke.
Right.
So we're going to... Bill, it is doxed by Fox and hopefully fill up that Red Room. Because there's got to be people in Austin who don't want to hear all the fucking other shit that they're being offered. And then then I go to London where I have nothing booked yet. So fingers crossed. And let's just hope there's jet fuel to go to London. You know, that could be another problem that decimates everything about road work in about a month. So, yeah.
There you go. And you guys, it's Max Fun Drive week. So just know that in your heart of hearts. And we would like to invite you to join Max Fun if you are not joined to Maximum Fun. If you go to MaximumFun.org/join, you can join, you can upgrade, you can boost. But you should do it because we're good people. You're good people. And you like comedy and we like comedy. And that's why we do it. And if you have $5-$10 a month, or if you have $1 million a month, you go for it. You knock yourself out, as I'm sure somebody used to say in Wisconsin. Okay, bye.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.